Chazar was saying, "Nishma b'achas chushagam v'am Yehuda misach d'mayit katan daf." Hey, Mishnah said, "Umisaknas kol kuli hamayin shebrishus harabim v'chulu." Mar says this suggests that clearing out an existing well is allowed, but digging a new one would not be. Rabbi Yaakov named Rabbi Yechanan said that's only if the tzibur is not in need of that well. If they are, even a new one may be dug. In fact, Mar Brisa says that existing wells of an individual or of the tzibur may be cleaned out, but a new one may not be dug in either case. Mar says that's discussing a case where the well is not needed by the tzibur. In fact, Mar, that would mean that the case of the Brisa of the individual is also discussing where the individual does not need the well. If so, why is he allowed to clear out the well for himself? A Brisa says that clearing a well for an individual is not allowed. Now, if we say that it's not allowed when he doesn't need it, we can say that that would be the case of this Brisa. But according to the way that we explained the first Brisa, that wouldn't be correct. Second of all, to say that the original Brisa is discussing where the well was needed also can't be correct, because in that case it would be usur to dig a well for the tzibur, as another Brisa clearly says. I'm sorry, because in that case it would not be usur to dig a well for the tzibur, as another Brisa clearly says. And for the Gemara, we must understand the first Brisa to be saying as follows. We may clear the well of an individual when he needs it, and certainly a well of the tzibur if they are in need of it, because a well may even be dug for a tzibur if they are in need of it. We may not dig a well for the tzibur when they don't need it, and certainly not for an individual, because even clearing an existing well may not be done for an individual when he does not need it. Rashi said, our Mishnah suggests this as well, because the Mishnah says that all communal needs may be done on Chol HaMoed. Presumably, that comes to include the digging of a new well for the tzibur. Fact number no, it may be that the Mishnah comes to include the fixing of roads, streets, and mikvahs. Who says it's talking about a well? Mar says, no, because the Mishnah clearly said that the roads and streets may be repaired. Therefore, the Mishnah must be coming to include the digging of a new well for the tzibur. The Mishnah said, Mitzaynes HaKfaris. Shimon ben Pazi said, we learned this concept of marking graves from a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Ve'ro etzim odom uvono etzloi tzion. Ravina asked, Ravashi, before Yecheskel came about, there was no such concept. Ravashi said, we find this in other places as well, where that we find that Yecheskel seems to have brought something for the first time, or a concept to the surface for the first time. We have to say that there was a tradition for this concept, and Yecheskel came and memorialized the concept into a pasuk. Ravo said we learned this concept from a pasuk by Mitzrayim, which says v'tamei tamei yikar, which teaches that if the tumah calls out and tells people to stay away, don't become tamei. We learned that we have to do things to prevent the spread of tumah, such as marking graves. For that Gemara, we have learned that this pasuk is used to teach that the Mitzrayer should let other people know of his predicament so that they daven for him, so it's not available for this drasha. The Gemara said the fact that the pasuk repeats the word tamei twice allows for both drashas to be learned. The Gemara says, Abayir, Rav Papa, Rav Chinina, Rav Yeshua, the son of Ravidi, Marzutra, Rav Ashi, and Ravina each learn this concept from different psukim. Rav Shmuel Levi Dashan is a pasuk used by Ravina to teach that one who assesses his ways, meaning considers how much reward of a mitzvah will bring in the opposite for an avera, he will merit to see the salvation of Hashem. Rav Yana had a student who would always ask him questions as he spoke, except when he spoke before Yom Tif to the heavily attended crowd, he wouldn't ask him then because he didn't want to embarrass Rav Yana. Rav Yana felt that this student was the type of person described by Rav Shmuel Levi's drasha. Zakhtamara Bryce says we do not mark for an olive-sized piece of a mace, or for the bone the size of a barley, or for something that does not give off tumah with tumah's oil. However, we do mark for a spinal column, for a skull, for a majority of the skeletal frame, and for a majority of the number of bones. We do not mark areas of definite tumah, only areas of questionable tumah, such as areas under a canopy, under a protrusion, and a besa pras, meaning a grave that was plowed over. We also do not place the marking directly on the tumah so as not to cause the loss of tar items. The person will not see the marking until he's already over the grave, over the tumah, and thus make his tar things become tumah. And also, we do not place the markings too far from the tumah so as not to cause the land of Eretz Yisrael to be lost. In fact, our Mishnah says that a kezayis of a mace does give off tumas oil, so why wouldn't you mark it? Our Papa said the Brisa is discussing a piece exactly the same as the size of a kezayis, which will give off tumah via oil as is, but will soon shrink and no longer give off tumas oil. The Brisa is teaching that a marking should not be made for it, because it's better that something become tumah now in the short term rather than make this a mark that's forever and ever being treated as a makam tumah when it's no longer, because it will shrink to the less of the size of a kezayis. The Gemara explains, the canopy referred to in the Brisa is a tree that overhangs the ground. The protrusion referred to is a stone that protrudes from a fence and overhangs the ground. The besa pras is a plowed over grave, which becomes questionably tameh for an area of 100 amas from the grave. Frankly, we find that the besa pras does not give off tumah via oil, so why does it have to be marked? A Papa said the Brisa refers to an area where a grave was lost in a field. We don't know where it is, and therefore still gives off tumah via oil. The other teaching was referring to a field with a plowed over grave, which will not give off tumah taka, will not give off tumas oil. Frankly, is a field with a lost grave referred to as a besa pras? Mar says, yeah, we find it so called in a Mishnah. How can we say that a plowed field does not need to be marked? We find a brayse that discusses how to determine whether a marked field was marked for a lost grave or for a plowed grave, which means that such a field does get marked as well. Rav Papa said, the brayse is discussing where a field was marked because a grave was lost in it, and we now want to know whether it was subsequently plowed over and therefore no longer gives off tumas oil. However, a field with a grave that is known to have been plowed over is taka not required to be marked because it does not give off tumas oil.